Dan, I'm going to tell you, I've watched a lot of hockey over the last 2 weeks, and I don't think I'm out of line to say the Penguins have the worst goalie situation of any playoff contender. Is that fair or unfair?
Well, maybe I haven't watched as much hockey as you. Jari was brilliant for part of the game on Saturday night, but then he was also soft for part of the game. And really, up and down, back and forth is Jari to this point. You know, it's only seven games, but I think everyone knew the score, that you had to be a little more intense. You had to bring it a little sooner this year, and Jari still struggling to get his feet.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. I don't know, though, Dan. I watch him. I don't know how good he is. You know, him and Casey DeSmith both strike me as just sort of backup goalies.
I see a big difference with Jari. Look, last year he was really good. Last year, I don't think that goes away. It's not quite like, let's use the most obvious example, Matt Murray, where we knew there were some holes in the game and we wondered if he would fix them before shooters got to him, and he didn't. Unfortunately for him, with Jari, I don't see those holes. What I see with Jari is, different mistakes, I guess. He's making different mistakes on different nights. It's not structural with Tristan Jari. It really is, I think, just getting on his game, getting his confidence. Like backing in too deep in the net. That's not his MO when he's playing well. He's doing that because I think he's lacking the feel of the game, the confidence right now. And those little things, he has to kind of just take a deep breath and kind of go for it, get on top of that crease, challenge shooters more. These are the things that he was doing last year. So it's not like these are holes in his game. These are just, I see them more as temporary.
Well, we'll see. Like I said, I've watched him enough, even in the playoffs last year and everything else. I never have once got the vibe that this guy is legitimately a goalie that's going to carry you to the Stanley Cup. Never once. So we'll just have to see how it plays out. Dan, why can't this team stay healthy, especially their defensemen?
I mean, really, even Mike Matheson was hurt at practice today. Collided with a teammate in a drill, had to leave the ice, and didn't return. This is, Paul, it's something I've never seen. It goes beyond bad luck. I don't really have words for it. One or two guys are always going to get hurt. In a bad time, three guys might get hurt or be hurt. The Penguins have seven guys hurt. There just isn't a description for it.
They're not going to play until Thursday, so that helps. Will they get some guys back?
Maybe. We'll find out how seriously Matheson was hurt. You hope it's not a concussion, because those things, they can be better in a week, but then the player, is more susceptible or things linger. You don't want to see that for a player trying to reclaim his career, here in Pittsburgh. No, otherwise they won't be getting anybody back. Jared McCann did not skate at practice today. He doesn't skate tomorrow. I would assume he's not going to play on Thursday. Marcus Pettersson is not yet skating, nor is Brian Dumoulin. So those guys are out, and Juuso Riikola is still out, of course. So what they have is pretty much all they have.
Yep. Well, you look at the team as a whole, and when they're healthy, Dan, you know, I think we need to see what it looks like, but it feels like they, you know, can get on a run because they're good enough. Again, it comes back to, can the goalies behind them be good enough? And that, to me, is what's going to be, you know, the make or break for this team.
Well, let's not forget, goaltending is a six-player position. Not just a goalie making saves, but the other five guys helping him out as well. And to this point in the season, the Penguins haven't just made small mistakes through the course of games. They've made whopping, jaw-dropping mistakes. And it seems like every time they begin to limit those, then the next game they just completely leave their goaltender out to dry. So protecting the goalie would go a long way to getting his confidence. You know, look, when a goalie makes a couple saves, he gets on a roll, make a few more saves, get a rebound to cleared. You know, the team has his back, and things begin to gel and build in a good way. When he gets hung out to dry, gives up a goal, or, you know, when he gives up a rebound and it's right in the back of the net because the defenseman is puck watching or out of position, things snowball in the bad way. So if the Penguins want to reclaim their stride or get Jari back on track, helping him out a bit would do wonders too.
It would. You look at Chris Letang, speaking of that, I don't know that he's played as well as he needs to. What are your thoughts on the way that he's played, and what is he, you know, what are some things he needs to get back to doing in order to become a star again?
Yeah, I would like to do a shift-by-shift breakdown of his game here very soon. My impression of Letang right now is that he's being conservative. Maybe that's not the right word, but he's not dynamic right now. He has one takeaway this season in, 10 games, I think he's played, 10 or 11. One takeaway, that is so far below his career norm that it's not funny. And even his turnover rate is lower than his career norm. So he's not handling the puck as much. He's not forcing things. He's not doing all of the things, good and bad, that made Chris Letang a star in the league. And I think perhaps, you know, I guess it's like when you try to drive too slow sometimes, you get in an accident. And maybe that's what Letang is doing right now. He's being too cautious, too careful for whatever reasons, and I think it's biting him.
Do they have to be, and we're talking with Dan Kangurski, Pittsburgh Hockey Now, do they have to be careful, Dan, because it is only 56-game season? They're already basically a fifth of the way through it, and they are now 7 points behind Boston and Philadelphia. Do they have to be careful not to fall too far behind? I mean, they at some point here, they need to get on a little run, don't they?
Yes. Fortunately, they're in the pack for third and fourth place. So as long as they you know, you hate to say, as long as they keep middling, they'll be okay for a little while longer until they figure it out. You know, they strike me, Paul, as a team. You know, they have a lot of new faces or tried to integrate a lot of new faces, from Kapanen to Matheson and now P.O. Joseph in the lineup, you know, Jankowski, et cetera. With such a short training camp, they didn't have time to gel. And for whatever reason, they're still not gelling this season. All those games in such a short period of time, they really should have. So I think the next GM is going to have some real questions, whoever that may be, on how quickly they want to move. Do they want to let these guys who haven't fit in thus far try to integrate themselves, or do you begin to cut bait and replace before things get out of hand? So I think that's a big question looming for whoever gets that big chair.
Well, and that was the last one I was going to have for you. What's the latest on that?
Well, you know, we're getting, I think, some information of Pittsburgh hockey now that other folks aren't getting, and I think other folks are getting information that we're not getting. What we were told over the weekend is that Mario Lemieux is leaning towards Ron Hextall. He likes the way Hextall rebuilt Philadelphia without blowing them up, really. So Mario likes that. Obviously, Hextall has a great reputation for young players, developing young players, drafting. Between 2013 and 2018, when Hextall was in Philadelphia, you know, the Flyers drafted 19 players who appeared in the NHL. In that same time frame, the Penguins have drafted 7 players who made it to the NHL, and the Penguins haven't drafted a guy who's made it to the big show since 2015. So there's a need there. There's also the name that most people haven't heard of. His name is Dee Rizzo. He worked with Pat Brisson and J.P. Barry at CAA, which is the hockey agency, and actually a very high-powered agency in many facets. He's a Pittsburgh guy. He helped recruit Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Jonathan Toews, Patrick Kane, some of the biggest names in hockey, to that agency. He's got a great reputation on the inside, and there are a few people who are bending Mario's ear saying, there's your guy, there's your guy. So those are kind of the two very becoming high-profile candidates. And then there's about a handful of others who could have great second interviews, like John Ferguson Jr., or I'm trying to think of the former LA Kings guy, Mike Fuda, who could be there too. So we'll have to wait and see where this goes over the next week.
Dan, great stuff. Thank you so much, and thank you for jumping on and breaking it down.
My pleasure, Paul. Have fun.
All right. Dan Kangurski, Pittsburgh Hockey Now on Pulse Ice. It's 93.7 The Fan.